Okay. Yeah, I have to say right off the bat, you've got a great hand. I mean, these are some of these are really, really gorgeous. Like, I'm particularly enjoying this, and one of the things that I like about this work is it feels wide open, which I think is terrific. It's got a sense of humor. I mean, I don't know if like Ringling Circus.
That's very inspiring.
Really?
Yeah.
So, do you go to the Dali Museum at all, or?
I've been to the Dali Museum.
Yeah.
The Dali's paintings to me are a little bit not too much like showy to show.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a great man, though. Like, I've read his book.
Oh, I mean, he's an unbelievable drawer. What I do like about these as I'm looking at them is you clearly have a great hand. You know, you can really draw, but you're keeping it loose, which I think is terrific. I think there are so many painters out there who are like, they get really tight and they're just like, you know, making a line. I really like the openness. I would just love to see you carry on with that and you know, these are self-portraits.
My friend Jenny.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Most of the people I draw end up looking like me.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, that's totally true, right? I mean, you're always drawing yourself anyway.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're filled with life. So.
So where do you see these going? I mean, there's kind of a humor to them, but there's kind of a violence. There's a hint of surrealism. I mean, tell me more about what. Where you want?
I mean, I'm really not that sure. I just I'm mainly, you know, my subject, I guess, for all my drawing and painting in general. When I guess the objects that I use, you know, are just things that I'm interested in. Maybe I'm painting clowns because I'm interested in colors, you know, that day. But the subject's really not as important to me as the objects, I guess, aren't as important.
Right.
It's just in general, the subject of painting, drawing, you know, as a whole, is really like probably what I think about more. Making like a successful image.
Exactly.
And I guess to me, right. A successful image is something that, you know, has a lot of emotional resonance, or it just has like, you know, I'm still figuring it out. Like, I don't exactly know what it is. Generally, it has mystery. Can't really figure it out very well.
Yeah, because like, what's I keep on coming back to this one because there's a kind of temperature. I guess what I'm saying is I'm getting a kind of a heat from this one. And I think, I mean, they're hot and they're cool paintings, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, I think you're a hot painter in the sense that there's kind of a... There's kind of an emotional investment that's going on there that's reflected back.
Yeah, I think you're.
Yeah. Okay. There was this great show at Gavin Brown. Do you know Gavin Brown?
Yeah. Yeah. Peter Doig show.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Peter Doig is great. There was this great show called Drunken Stone at Gavin Brown, and it kind of got to, it wasn't exactly hot versus cool, but the drunk painters were the ones who kind of let the the emotion bust up, and then the stoned ones were the ones who were like incredibly precise and detailed and like just spaced out on the detail, right? So Drunken Stone, it really worked. And I think in that sense, you clearly, to me, fall in like the drunk category. There's a way in which, you know, there's something that's like busting it up. You know, and I think that's great. So there's something aggressive, destructive, sweet.
It's interesting. I've never been drunk before, but when you say that, I feel like it is like part of the category.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying literally you're drunk.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
but
I do feel like, you know, painting is my would be my alcohol. It is my way.
it certainly feels that way to me, and I would say, you know, the I mean, like there's some terrific moments, you know, like the hair coming off of the clown. You know, I would just say for a painter like you,
you know, you clearly love handling this stuff. I would just, I would do more of it, and I would experiment as much as possible with different media. I would try your hand at a lot of different things. I mean, you have some time on your hands. Use it. Yeah. Like, try acrylic, oil, alkyd, just like, figure out what clicks with you, because at some point you're going to find a medium that you're saying, wow.
I think I've found lots already. I mean, okay. I don't know if I'll ever be able to decide what, you know, like, I found, I'll always be, like, trying new things, but I found, like, and I don't think I'll ever, you know, stick with one thing for an extended period of time.
Okay.
You know, I like painting with acrylics. I made big oil paintings last semester on, like, large doors.
Do you have any?
Yeah, I can show you images, actually.
Sure.
You know, I love photography, and I'm constantly drawing. These are just from the last 4 or 5 days, I'm sure.
You can look through when I get some images up.
Alright. Maybe I'll...
Okay. Yeah, you want to...
Yeah.
Okay. And so some of these are from life, some of these are just out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I actually like Francesco Clemente a lot. He's one of my favorite.
Yeah, I think he's... the people who came out of the 80s, the three most interesting for me are Francesco Clemente, Zygmunt Polka, and Richter.
Oh, Gerhard Richter?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gerhard Richter is really nice. I saw some of the ones you were talking about at Basel.
Right.
They're beautiful.
Right.
I thought they were all made in one pass. I didn't know that he edited them like close up.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at them close up, like, you know, he'll do the pull off, but then there's a lot of manipulation here and there in the badger brush. And
so there is a pull off though.
Like, yeah. Yes. No. There's a totally pull off, but then he's got a he goes back into it. Wow, this one's terrific. Love this one.
Oh, thanks. I did it during a lecture in the other room last week. Sometimes when I'm like sitting there bored, I spend a long time on them. But mostly my drawings, I just spend as much time, like sometimes 5 seconds, sometimes 45 minutes. That's one of the longer ones.
This kind of looks like Cate Blanchett in the Bob Dylan movie.
That's funny. You're right.
You've got a great hand. I mean, this is terrific.
These are based on Francesco Clemente's stars, actually.
Really?
I just really love the way he drew stars.
Yeah.
So I actually did a triptych. I have a picture. I don't hang it up.
Oh yeah.
This past week, I just did a triptych of stars. I found that canvas is like extremely inexpensive.
Oh, great.
And I like working on paper, but so I did like a small.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Okay, and these are oils, I assume?
They're just golden open acrylics.
Okay, yeah.
Have you used those yet? They're really
no.
Nice.
No, what are they like?
They're a little more transparent than regular acrylics, and they take a longer time to dry.
Mm-hmm.
So I can have them on my palette for like 6 hours and then reactivate them.
Okay.
And generally, even if it's on the canvas, I can reactivate it with water after like several hours.
And they don't have as much covering, they don't...
Well, you know, they have, like, things in the back that says how opaque they are, but most colors aren't as opaque as... They're not really as opaque as the regular acrylics.
Right.
So this is, in October, I had my first show. It was in Florida at my school.
Right.
And this was, like, a clown show. It was all paintings of clowns.
Right.
So it was just a live show. I also did performances, and I do photography as well. So I guess I haven't really decided, but definitely drawing and painting is like my main, because I need to be physical.
So it really matters to you that you're actually making something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. And photography feels that way to me too, but.
Performance.
Mm-hmm. I've done performances.
Nice wall.
Thanks. These are just construction paper drawings.
So these small pieces, you'd knock those off in like...
Yeah, I had a pad of construction paper with me. So maybe like 3 or 4 minutes
mm-hmm.
a piece. Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes longer. This painting took like 6 or 7 days, you know. All the paintings in this show I worked on for like a whole week.
Nice.
Don't know why it's doing that.
to there's some of the doors. So you know, I had them in the, like next door to the gallery, and I was just working like next door because it's a school space. So I had them all up, painting them just like almost as if they were already showing, which I think is really important. I like the looking back, like looking, turning around at you, seeing the next one.
How do you feel about Jean-Michel?
Oh, Basquiat?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really like him very much. I understand where you're coming from.
Right.
I feel like I get that. I did like him, you know. I'm definitely attracted to the colors. But right. I guess the way of thinking about it in general, I don't know. In real life, there's so much surface involved that it's hard for me to...
Yeah, he's definitely more of a thing and materials guy. You're really much more surface oriented, in terms of your image is so much. You're a lot more about drawing. He was a lot more about the things. I don't know.
The problem I have with him might just be the fact that so much work came out of his studio that you know most of it is not very good.
Yeah,
he didn't really edit it. Well, probably he didn't care. But
no, I think he just
did do some good things.
Right.
But he also a lot of the bad things are the biggest ones, and they're in the museums.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
I'll show you some photographs actually.
Okay.
Really
yeah,
quick,
show
just
me
really
some,
quick.
Right. So you're on Flickr.
Yeah.
All right.
These are Subway sandwiches from the Subway restaurant.
Okay.
I'll just do this. But I went into Subway and had them like draw the what to do. I would say like, okay, take the mustard and put it like this way. Like take the mayonnaise and put it that way for me.
These are great.
And so then I brought them back to the studio, like open, bought them from Subway and took them. I think the internet at the studio is a little slow.
I like the shadows.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Just on like colored paper from Walmart.
Right.
But in Photoshop, I really pay attention to shadow colors. It's good being at school because we have great equipment that I can use.
You know what?
The actual size of these are like.
I'm going to be honest. You know a lot more about art than I did at your age. I think if you keep on going the way you're going, you've got nothing to worry about.
Well, thanks.
I'm like.
Yeah, this guy knows what he's doing.
Very fortunate I have the internet.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm pretty impressed. Work more.
I actually have a question for you.
Sure.
Because you do a lot of transparent paintings.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been able to tell, but I've been interested in ghosts lately. So I'm getting like a ghost, like...
Okay.
Yeah, like the subject, I guess. Okay, ghost-like. And I'm wondering if you've ever experienced, like... drawn with ink toner or powdered graphite, or
have
you ever experimented with that?
No, I haven't.
Because I have some powdered graphite, and I know that if you use alcohol, I think I'm going to buy some alcohol and you can paint
right.
and bind to the paper. But I've also read that things about ink toner, you know, you need to heat it on. So like a heat gun with like, you know, copy toner.
Right.
I'm wondering if you've ever like seen
I've never worked with ink toner, so okay. Yeah, I can't really tell you. All right. Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
All right. I guess we better go to the next one. Is that what I'm
supposed
to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. It's too bad they're only 10 minutes, but whatever.
Yeah, it was
I noticed it was canvas.
Yeah, you don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah, it's nice.